San Diego's mayoral election is providing some high political drama. Just days after Mayor Dick Murphy took the oath of office for a second term, a review of disputed ballots revealed that write-in candidate Donna Frye actually received more votes than he did. Donna Frye supporters plan to file suit to challenge a law invalidating those ballots. Allison St. John of member station KPBS reports.
The November mayoral election in normally placid San Diego nearly resulted in a shakeup of the city's political status quo. Surfer and environmental activist Donna Frye came within 2,000 votes of ousting the incumbent mayor from office. A partial and unofficial ballot review took place last week at the request of media organizations, including KPBS. They wanted to know just how many votes for Frye were rejected because the little bubble next to her name was not filled in, and would that have made a difference to the election? Sure enough, it turned out there were more than 5,000 non-bubbled ballots, enough to have made Donna Frye the winner. Standing outside the Registrar of Voters office after the recount, Frye said everyone who wrote in her name should have their vote counted.
Voting is not a test. It's an expression of the will of the voters and who they want to represent them. The only thing at issue now is whether all the votes cast in this election will be counted.
But California election law says those bubbles have to be filled in on votes for write-in candidates. Mayor Dick Murphy calls the unbubbled write-ins illegal.
As a judge and a lawyer, I believe in following the law. You know, to me, it's clear that I am the legitimate mayor. I got the most legal votes.
And San Diego's Registrar of Voters, Sally McPherson, agrees.
I have not seen anything that would legally allow us to add those ballots to the count. The law is very clear. It says that in the particular voting system that we use, that you cannot count the ballots without the bubble completed.
The issue of the non-bubbled ballots has already been through the courts once. The League of Women Voters filed suit last month, arguing they should be counted. At that time, a retired state superior court judge denied their petition. But that might not be the last word on the bubbles. As the ballot review drew to a close last week at the Registrar of Voters office, Tony Perry of the Los Angeles Times was one of dozens of observers. He says now the review has proved Frye would have won the election if those ballots were counted, he believes the mayor is vulnerable.
I think the political high ground has crumbled somewhat under the mayor's feet, and at this moment I think a judge's decision, Dick Murphy ought to send him a Christmas card, because without that ruling, he probably would not be mayor today.
Fred Wucher is an attorney for supporters of Donna Frye. He says the ballot review showed the Registrar of Voters actually went to great lengths to interpret the intent of the voter in many other cases. He believes there's no logic to exclude the non-bubbled ballots.
We saw two voters returned not their ballots, but their sample ballot booklets with X marks, and those ballots were counted. And yet we've seen ballot after ballot with Donna Frye's name written in on it that wasn't counted.
Wucher will argue in court that voter intent is what counts. And this is not the only legal challenge threatening Murphy's mayoral seat. Another lawyer has filed a petition to the California Supreme Court to invalidate the entire election because the write-in candidacy violates the city charter. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.